Blog Talk Welcome. Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is your host, Mary Blake, wondering what is happening to Ada Marie. Are you there? Hello?
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 Yes, I don't know. Ada Marie is among the missing. Until she shows up, I talked with her 2 hours ago, but I don't know what happened. But at any rate, here I am. What? Okay, so you have a healer on the line. So if you want to ask some questions, it's fine with me.
Sure.
Okay, go.
My question?
Yes.
Kind of weird. Last January, I tried out for a TV show, and I'm getting all kinds of signs from the universe saying things are going to progress, but I'm wondering if the door is still open, come July, August, or I have to wait till next season, the next year. What do you think?
Okay, let me just think for a second on this. Getting a yes, a definite yes. And you're Andrea, is it?
Yes. Yes, it's Andrea.
Okay. Yes, I am getting an interesting. It may not be the part you auditioned for, if that makes any sense to you.
Okay. I tried for America's Got Talent, and they did all the callbacks, and they've done all the tapings for them that show them live rounds in August, but I'm still getting signs of the universe saying, like when I asked if it's still going to be this season, this next couple months, a car with California license plates will fly by me. Or New York where I auditioned. So then California, because that's the next round, California. So I know something in the works. I feel it. I just don't know what it is.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to give you my very, very favorite prayer, which is I give thanks for the miracle that's happening right now.
Oh, I do every day. I manifest it every day, and I have gratitude every day. I have a vision board, and all these things. I see myself on the show and all these conversations, and I do. I'm every time a car comes by, I'm like thankful, and gratitude. So I know something's happening. I feel it.
I do it almost like a mantra. I give thanks for the miracle that's happening right now. It just keeps going and going.
So do you still feel something like in the month of July/August, or do you think it's going to have to be next year? Like some travel to California.
I don't see July.
Okay. Well, July's almost over, so.
Yeah, it looks like August. Is it the end of August? Now I'm getting not sure. No, middle. Look for the middle of August. It looks better for that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go on to the next
person.
Person. Yes.
Well, thank you for the call. I hope your other person is okay.
She gets very busy. Sometimes she has emergencies and she has to go to the hospital to save somebody's life or something. So we're just sending a prayer for you and. I'd say hang on and listen, because sometimes You get interesting information from other people's questions. Okay?
Yes, you do. Absolutely.
All righty.
Thank
okay,
you.
I'm just going to put you on
okay.
hold now. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who am I speaking
Hello?
With?
Hi, my name
yes,
is Sydney.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Sydney.
Sydney. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your concern?
I was wondering, do you see me getting a job so I can stay in this area, or do you see me getting a job because I'm thinking about moving in about on the first of the month? And do you see me getting a job soon after I move to the new area?
Have you made plans and prepared yourself for a job?
Yes.
Good. And you're definitely moving, is that correct?
Yes, as far as I can see.
Okay. Let's see, in your... Let's see, my goodness. There's a question. I'm getting a no. Oh, dear.
No, I'm not going to get a job on this side, or no, I'm not going to get a job on this side.
I see more something coming up where you are. Can you hold on just a moment, please?
Thank you.
Hello?
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 I'm looking for Ada Marie.
This is Ada Marie.
You're calling on a different number. Okay.
Yes, I am calling. I am on my cell phone because I'm going to have an eye appointment, and I had to drive into town. I'm sorry.
I see.
Okay.
Well, we are working. So there's a young lady whose name is Sydney. And she
mm-hmm.
is concerned about whether she's getting a job and thinking about moving and getting a job. So let me see if I can connect the two of you. Is this
okay.
Sydney?
Yes.
Hello? Sydney.
Hello?
Here's Ada
yeah.
Marie. She's calling with a different
Hi.
Number, and I lost her. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Sydney?
Oh,
Sydney?
I'm sorry, B. I was wondering, I want to move because I can't find a job in this mm-hmm. area. It looks like
mm-hmm.
they have built up a wall against me, so I was going to move. And I was wondering, did you see me staying here and finding a job? Or find a job once I move to the next place?
I think if you move to a new area, you'll find one immediately.
That's what I know. They got a lot of...
Right.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. So by all means, make the move.
And maybe they will call me right before I move, because I've been putting out applications to other areas, and maybe that's what you was picking up. That I would get the job, like, in this area, but
right.
it would send me to another area, you know, and that's cool.
Yeah,
so.
But by all means, check out the other area, because that could give you something right away.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've been checking out all the other areas to see who would hit me back and which one would be positive for me, so definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right.
Well,
right.
Thank you so much for your time, and you guys have a great night.
Well, you're welcome. And listen, just as long
uh-huh.
as you stay positive, you'll get it. It'll come.
Got you.
And don't
Got
lose
you.
Your positive attitude. Hang on to it, okay?
Got you. Got you.
Okay.
All right, guys. All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hello.
Okay.
Oh, baby?
Hello?
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 Okay, here we go.
Well, I'm looking at. It looks like you're still talking to Sydney. Is that correct? So, who are we talking with here?
I don't know yet.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Kira.
Kira. Okay.
Kira. Listen, I'm in a public building, and so it's a little bit difficult to, you know. But go ahead, Sydney, or who are we talking to now?
Is it Kira?
Kira.
Kira.
Karen.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Karen. No, it's Shakira, but you can, Kira.
What? It's Kira, okay.
Shakira, yes, ma'am.
Shakira,
okay. So ask your question, sweetie.
I just want to know what messages that y'all may have concerning, like, my future partner, love life.
Well, and did you just say his name?
No.
Okay. Because if you said the name of a fellow, that fellow is not very, he's kind of got a roving eye.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you asking about?
Well, you could tell me about my current friend, Cornelius.
Well, that's not a long-term thing. You
mm-hmm.
know, that's good to have that friend, but I don't think it'll go any further. Doesn't appear to.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a nice person. I don't think it'll go a long way. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you see me finding love in the near future?
In the fall, along about the end of October, a real good relationship. It'll be in the fall,
okay.
You know. And it'll come by a surprise, so it'll happen. You'll be in a group or something or at a meeting or something, and it'll come as a surprise, so it'll be a wonderful thing for you.
Okay. Are there any details or any way that you can narrow it down? Like, is he a black male or anything that you can give me?
What I'm picking up is the individual is you and he are going to be it's like Zoom. All of a sudden it happens, and when it happens that way, it's usually universally set up that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to know that you are going to be in the right place at the right time with the right people, and it will come along about the end of October. Okay. That's what
thank
I see.
You. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Peace. Who's next?
Okay. I think we've kind of run out of callers at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, we have a question here.
Okay.
Here we go. Hello.
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 Yes.
Hi, Mary.
Yeah.
Adam Lewis.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Sandy.
Oh, okay, Sandy.
Adam Marie. And I can't believe I'm actually asking this, but I go to a neighborhood watch, and I met a gentleman there, and
mm-hmm.
He had a stroke in it around Easter time of this year, and I asked the neighborhood watch people if they wanted me to bring flowers and a card to him, and I think I won his heart by doing that. I also,
mm-hmm.
He's been taking me shopping and driving me around to my appointments because I don't have a car, and he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he even drove my dog to a vet the other day. To help me out.
How nice.
Yeah. Is there any future? Because I've been alone for 15 years, so it has me a little, you know, I am attracted to him.
And he is attracted to you. You just have to be a little more open because you're kind of skittish and fearful.
Yeah, I sure am.
Yeah, well, so kind of loosen up a little bit, okay?
Okay. But will he be good for me? I mean, because I've been alone
yes.
for 15 years because I just don't trust people yes. anymore.
Yes, well, but he's trustworthy. And you can trust him. He is trusting you.
All right.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. You have a good thing there.
All right. Thank you so much, Ada Marie. Thank you, Mary.
You're
sure
welcome.
Thing.
You have a wonderful
okay.
day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
We
Bye-bye.
Have some. Bye. Good luck.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay. Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
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 Yeah. My name is Yolanda.
Yes. Who's calling, please?
My name is Yolanda.
Hi,
Yolanda.
Yeah. I was calling to see if I was going to be finding a job soon, and because I've been out of work for a little while. I'm trying to see if something's going to come open for me pretty soon.
Along about the third week of the month, I'm picking up the third week of the month, and something that you've talked about before will come open.
Hmm.
Or someone you've talked to. Okay.
The third week of which month? Because this is the third week of July.
Yes, it is,
yeah.
And it could be right at this time. And if it isn't, it will be within the month.
Okay.
So it could be happening now. I keep seeing the third week and this very big smiling face, and it's a very very. It's a very interesting thing. The face
really?
Is just
is
really smiling.
It's going to be better
yes.
pay than, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it will be.
Also,
and you will see.
Okay.
What are you serious about?
I'm curious about my love life because I just got over a breakup and trying to see what's next with that.
Well, let yourself be at peace for about 3 weeks or 3 months. Someplace in there, the right individual will come into your life.
Okay.
Now, that's within 3 weeks or between 3 weeks and 3 months. I'm not getting a specific energy, but I'm getting a specific
mm-hmm.
time range for you to be aware of.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that's wonderful, and I'm just looking to see. I believe the next person to ask a question is me.
Okay.
And
the
question is, what has happened in your dreams recently? Because I'm getting some things going on in your dreams.
I don't dream. So I can't answer that question.
Do you know something interesting is that sometimes we sensitives and intuitives go so far out, we go into abstract, something that's so different
mm-hmm.
from this world that we can't even remember it. But there's something going on, and I think
mm-hmm.
you want maybe it's something that you teach other people about dreams. But I am getting advice to ask you about dreams.
Well, you have to have a dream that we can talk about first.
Okay. Let's see. Has anybody recently had a dream that they'd like to talk about it? If you do, hit number one a couple of times so I can see you flashing. I don't see any of our friends, but could you talk a little bit about dreams and how important they are to in our lives?
I do teach that, and dreaming is when you start dreaming about something, it's usually to balance your mental facility so that you're not getting into a fog or getting one-sided or getting fearful. The dreams usually come in a pattern and help you to know that things are good and that you can move forward. And that's a very deep subject. There's very little I can do with that in this amount of time. And I have to let you go. I'm going to lose my power here, so I have to say goodbye, and I'm sorry, but that's what has to happen. Because it's
we will either have a short session. Mm-hmm. Okay. We, even though we are spiritual healers and teachers and everything, we still need to take care of business, right? So if you've got an eye appointment, you've got to go. So thank you, Ada Marie, and hey, everybody else, we'll see you next week. Okay. And thanks so much for calling. And that's it. Now, let's see, there's someone here, Andrea. I think you're still with me. Is this Andrea?
Yes.
Okay.
How are you?
Good. Were you the person that had the dream?
No.
No.
I'm one of the girls asked about the TV show that I was tried out for.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. But I'm just thinking that there. The thing that I'm getting is somebody who called today had a very interesting dream, and I was trying to find out a little bit about it. But
I have some dreams about stuff, but not today.
Okay. But I'm still feeling good about that show that you applied for. And,
well, I actually sign music and sign language. I can't sing, so if you see a girl on the TV show signing music, that would be me.
Okay, what you're doing what?
I sign music and sign language.
Okay, wonderful. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, well that certainly is something different. And
I think so.
Is it almost like a dance when you do it?
Yeah, I would have to say so. I have some dancing in there. Yeah, so hearing people and deaf people can enjoy music all the same, just like everybody else can.
That is absolutely marvelous. I would find that very interesting on that show. So good luck.
No, I have to send you a link to my. Yeah, I'll send you a link to my video. You can watch.
Okay.
Awesome.
You could send it to peakvitality@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that.
That will be very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think since Ada Marie is signing off, and we have no more new callers with questions, I think we are just going to sign off and say. there is something very wonderful about reaching out to spirit in any form, and it expands.
It literally expands
our awareness. Mm-hmm. And
the
law of cause and effect.
Oh, yes. Karma will come back to you tenfold. But I was actually adopted, and my birth mother is a psychic, so I do get some of her abilities now that I've kind of into my own the last couple of years. I can actually see things, and I have visions, and I can pick up people's energy. So when I see things, I'm like, and sometimes I can't understand it, but I don't have to understand it.
I take people into other lifetimes.
Okay.
And not with hypnosis, because I feel that limits the experience and puts you much too much into the world of the hypnotist and their feelings and their agendas and their prejudices and whatever. But my book is called Journals of a Healer. And it's available on Amazon, and somehow I have a feeling that there's another incarnation that is very much influencing you, and I'm wondering why you chose to interpret songs to deaf people.
That's a good question. I don't know. I've told I was a nun in a past lifetime. That's why I'm very trusting of people. So that's a good question. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. You might really, really enjoy my book. I'm currently working on a second edition, but I have a feeling that there is a connection with another incarnation, which has drawn you to this particular thing, this most unusual. Did this just come to you, and you created it out of your own concept?
I actually started. I met this deaf girl when I was 13. And she would always sign this really, really bad word, and I didn't know what it meant, so finally I asked her. And then we became friends, and I'd say when I was in my 20s/30s, when I took a sign language class, the teacher said, you know, for the test, last class, either sign a song or an advertisement. And I chose the song, and was addicted ever since. So I've been doing signing songs for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I made some YouTube videos. I've tried out for America's Got Talent for the last 5 years. This is my fifth year trying out. So I'm saying the universe had to teach me something because, you know, I had to be a little more patient, a little more, I had to learn something else to get where I'm at.
Yes. Have you ever been in touch with that deaf girl that started you?
No, I moved. I moved to Massachusetts a long, long, long time ago, and I haven't seen her since. So no.
Mm-hmm. I still think that there is something connected with another incarnation.
Okay.
I get that very strongly. So. It might be something that would add another dimension to your work.
Okay.
Okay. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to let everybody go and say wish you love and light.
You
and
too.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.